Hi, and welcome to the Virtual Photography Podcast. My name is Rich. I'll be your host. You might know me better as Photo Mode Addict on platforms such as Twitter and Tumblr, where I post my own virtual photography, host Photo Mode Monday, Morgan Mondays, Cyber Sunday, and where I make it my mission to actively retweet other people's virtual photography as well. Today's episode will feature Louise Liu. She's a virtual photographer on Twitter. She has her own website, louiseliu.com, where she has a blog where she writes about virtual photography and video games in general. It's a lovely blog. You should definitely go check it out. So this is my talk with Louise Liu, and I hope you like it.
So I guess I am Louise Liu, which I know a lot of people don't really know how to say, but it is Louise Liu. But obviously a lot of people call me like Lou or Lulu or Louise, I guess is my actual name. But yeah, so that's me.
Before we go on to the questions, I just want to congratulate every single person who's listening to this podcast. You survived 2020. Trophy unlocked. You survived 2020. Congratulations. I am so happy that you're alive. And yes, you specifically. I am so happy you're alive to listen to this podcast and alive to suffer through another year of the pandemic. I am very happy about that. Personally, I didn't think I'd see the day. I didn't think I'd survive till 2021. I really didn't. Sweden's incredibly reckless COVID-19 strategy of not wearing masks, especially within healthcare, which I've needed a lot due to my autoimmune conditions. I did not think I'd survive 2020, but I did. I am so happy I'm still alive. I'm just trying to puzzle my way through some of the food shortages and empty grocery store shelves due to COVID hitting the countries from which Sweden imports some of its produce really hard. I'm thinking about those who weren't fortunate enough to make it to 2021 and the people who don't have a roof over their heads in the middle of this mess. And for having a roof over my head, I am unbelievably grateful. So, Louise Liu, tell me, how are you coping in this new normal that we're all living in?
I mean, we've been, yeah. I guess I'm quite lucky because I had COVID in like March, beginning of March, but it just made me feel really sick for about a week, and I lost my sense of taste and smell, but that was about it. I didn't even really cough that much. But obviously, So since then, obviously, I've kind of recovered, and I don't think I'll get it again. I don't know. I don't know what the kind of rate is of getting it again. But I've been quite lucky that, I mean, to be fair, the only time I go out of the house is to get food. So I kind of like it because, like I said, it gets me out of the house and I can, you know, get a bit of fresh air and all that. But we wear masks, and you don't have to wear masks, but a lot of people do, so it's quite lucky. But you just see some empty shelves sometimes, and it's just like, oh god, yeah, it's just weird, very weird time.
On your blog, you wrote a post about New Year's resolutions for 2021, how you were going to hold off on buying more games for 6 months and finish the ones you already have, play a wider variety of games, not just AAA games, and also start your journey towards making your very own game, possibly utilizing tools made available in the title Dreams. Can you talk a bit more about that?
So I just, I know a lot of people probably do their New Year's resolutions, and I wanted some gaming ones. So the first one with the kind of not buying games is, since getting a PC, I have kind of gone overboard, I guess, because obviously Steam has like so many sales, and it's just easy just to kind of add them, and then, you know, because they're cheap and all that. So I have plenty of games to be kind of playing for like the next, at least like probably the next year, to be honest with you. But I kind of said I won't buy any for like 6 months, and then I'll obviously kind of have a look if there are any games that are cheap or free or whatever. I'll just I'll buy some more. But yeah, the one that I'm probably most excited about, I guess, is the making the game. Because of it's, you know, I guess as gamers, we always kind of sit there and be like, oh, you know, if I could make my own game and all that. You know, I've always wanted to try it, but having kind of no coding skills is always a bit like, oh, obviously you need to code to be able to make a game, and that's not necessarily true. So I've just been looking up kind of basically how to make a game with no coding skills and see if I can do it. I found a few places. I won't be using Dreams. I think I'm going to use something else first, because if I'm being honest, I just haven't plugged my PlayStation back in, and don't think it's available on PC, at least not yet. It's not. But there are a couple of other, there's loads basically of PC kind of available kind of programs you can use. And a lot of people actually pointed out kind of Unity and Unreal, which basically like game engines, but I just always thought they'd be really complicated to use. So I wanted to start with something a bit easier. But yeah, that's basically, I just always wanted, had an idea kind of floating around in my head, and I thought I'd try it this year.
When it comes to the ratio of AAA games versus smaller titles, what type of games are you thinking you'd like to try and spend more time playing?
Definitely simulation games. So I don't know, because I find them always slightly awkward on console. I think sim games are generally, and I could be really wrong about this, but generally they're just, I think, easier to play with like a mouse, like where you can just click and stuff and drag and things like that. So I've always never really played games. So I'm talking about kind of like, so at the moment I am actually playing like a lot of Planet Coaster, which is like the theme park kind of sim game, and PC building sim, which is that's kind of cool. I love that. And yes, but so yeah, I'm definitely getting more into those now. But yeah, I have a bit of a mix. Like if a game looks interesting to me, I'll kind of obviously get it and try it. But yeah, at the moment I'm really into my sim games.
So when did you first start blogging?
Like very late kind of 2017, early 2018, when I started kind of virtual photography, which I'm sure we'll talk more about. But yeah, that's when I first started, basically.
I really need to get started with blogging. I've been meaning to start for ages, just writing about something that I'm passionate about, to sort out my thoughts and perhaps lessen the traffic on the super information highway that is my chaotic mind these days. Especially cathartic during the current circumstances, I would imagine, to help focus and organize your thoughts when the days seem to both pass by super slow, yet somehow vanish alarmingly quickly. I'm just a bit concerned that it'll turn into another project that I'll feel bad about procrastinating, feel bad about not tending to, you know?
I think that's the great thing about blogs, is you can pretty much do whatever you want with them. Like, you can write about whatever you want. You can do it daily. You could do it once a month. You could do it once a week. It's completely up to you. You know, if you're doing it for yourself, then yeah, you can, you know what I mean, you can pretty much do whatever you want with blogs, and it's great. Like, I kind of, towards the end of last year, I kind of didn't blog as much, but this year I kind of want to make a conscious effort of kind of blogging at least once a week, because like you said, it is one of those weird where the days are really slow, but they're also going by so quickly. So it's like, you just have to do what you think you can manage. So I spend about half an hour each day on the blog, and I'll either write or I'll plan or I'll put some images up. Obviously, I've started this new blog because I stopped using Squarespace and I've moved back to WordPress, so I can pretty much kind of start again in a way, because I didn't really, you could move all your old blog posts like between them, but I just thought, no, I'll use it as like a new starting kind of block almost. And yeah, but yeah, with blogging, you can, you know what I mean, you can do whatever you want. You can write about whatever you want, and that's so great. So I would really encourage you to do it, even if you just literally spend 10 minutes a day or something. I need to spend like half an hour a day on it, just so I don't rush, you know, writing something last minute, which I did a lot last year, I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, I just think if you get into some sort of like routine, it's very therapeutic. I would definitely recommend it.
So I've noticed that you've been posting some absolutely amazing photography from what is most likely my favorite game of all time, The Witcher 3. Are you playing on console or PC? And if you're on PC, are you using custom camera tools, since the game unfortunately does not feature a photo mode?
I'm using, NVIDIA Ansel. I'm just using that at the moment, but I do plan on, you know, using all those really cool tricks that all the other PC players, like reshade and like cinematic tools by Franz, and all that. But at the moment, I'm just too scared to start using any of it, just in case I like break my PC.
Now, I've heard about NVIDIA Ansel, but I have no idea how it actually works. So could you talk a bit about that, what it is and how it works when it comes to virtual photography in PC games?
So basically, that comes with any NVIDIA like graphics card. If you go on the site, they list all their kind of games that it kind of works with. But it's basically like a... Well, it does a lot of things, to be honest with you, but it's like a photo mode for games that don't necessarily have photo mode in them. So Witcher 3 doesn't have a photo mode, but with Ansel, I think it's Alt+F2, and it brings up a photo mode like it would in, you know, any other game with photo mode, and you can literally move the camera around. I think it's pretty good. I think a lot of people think it's very basic because... I guess it is. I don't know. It's weird, but I like using it. It's got filters. Like I said, you can move the camera around, field of view, all that. You can change the resolution, which I've only really been doing recently, which is quite bad. But it's just like basically it's the photo mode for games that don't necessarily have one for PC games. That does a lot of other things. I think you can record... like screen record like your footage, and you can add like filters to your games. If you basically want to play a game in like black and white, you can do that through that. It does a few other things, but I think a lot of people probably just use it for the photo mode like I do, which you can use for lots of different games that don't have it.
It'd be very interesting, and this is something I remember discussing with the Force Focus, among others, on Twitter. If consoles received a similarly functioning piece of software that would work as a photo mode overlay of sorts on a system level, able to apply photo mode functionality in games that by default have none, I would love to see that happen, especially for older titles, you know, bringing new life to games as you'd go back and you would photograph and bring new exposure to older titles that would now have a photo mode all of a sudden.
I'm surprised that they haven't done it yet, if I'm honest. It's really weird. I don't know. That would be amazing though, wouldn't it? One app that you can just use for like every game, which is Ansel is a bit like that, but it still doesn't do kind of every game, and even then sometimes the photo mode is a bit weird. It's pretty cool. The Witcher 3 is just is an amazing game anyway, and being able to take pictures in it is just even better.
To have a photo mode or equivalent in The Witcher 3 is exactly why I'd love to see something like NVIDIA Ansel come to console, or for console modding to really be allowed to take off so that we too could have custom camera tools, etc. That would be amazing, and it needs to happen. So tell me a bit about what games you're currently playing, and of course, what are you photographing right now?
I've got like a list. So I'm playing Planet Coaster, which doesn't really have I don't photograph in that. I think you can move like the camera around and all that, and obviously they take screenshots. Minecraft Dungeons, which again I don't really take photos in. PC Building Sim, which doesn't, I'm not taking photos in really. Yeah, I just, it's weird. I think Witch is probably my one game that I'm only really taking photos in at the moment. I play Fortnite every so often because I play with my nephew quite a lot. He loves it, and a couple of other friends. But sometimes I don't really take photos in that. But yeah, I think at the moment it's just The Witcher 3 that I am actually taking any photos in. I think that might be because I am now on PC. Like when I was on PlayStation, I probably would have like two, maybe two, three games on the go that all had photo mode. But even then, I tend to play kind of one at a time. But yeah, it's yeah, just The Witcher 3 at the moment.
I started playing video games when I was 4 years old. My big sister is 9 years older than me, and I found her ColecoVision in our attic on one of those Let's Find Old Stuff in the Attic excursions that I remember loving as a kid. Mom helped me hook it up, and from that day on, I've been hooked. I started on games like Qbert, Frenzy, Donkey Kong, Mousetrap, and Popeye. Video games have not only provided ample entertainment, but they've allowed me to escape to other worlds when my own hasn't been all that rosy, which has been quite often, unfortunately. Especially given the current circumstances in which we all have lived for over a year, and I know how much it's meant to me for my own emotional survival. What does video games and virtual photography mean to you on a personal level?
Well, it's definitely kept me sane. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I mean, I'm not hiding the fact that I've been furloughed for like the last kind of 3 months from my job, so I've got a lot of time on my hands. And yeah, I've just kind of been taking advantage of that and playing games like The Witcher 3, which I must have gotten to at least 100 hours on that now since starting it, and I've only just finished the main kind of storyline, and there's like I've got like a million side missions. I haven't even started like the DLCs or anything like that. But yeah, no, given what's going on, it's definitely kept me very sane. It's given me something to do. Just kept my creativity up. But yeah, it's been a very nice little friend to me recently, considering, it's not a great world we're living in at the moment, and obviously when you're kind of bombarded with news, which I've kind of been trying to avoid, to be honest, recently, because it's just always not great. But yeah, it's just nice to kind of get lost in a different world, and because when I do it, it's like the time just kind of almost stops, which is like really weird. I don't know whether you feel it when you're just taking a when you found like a really good place and you're like, I'm going to take 50 photos here. It just seems to just, it's just great. It's just something fun to do. And I've just been enjoying it.
Video games have that unrivaled ability to, when you find a spot that you really like, it lets you stay there. It lets you explore, interact, and just truly live in that moment. Something that music, films, TV shows, and most other art forms have a harder time competing with. Sometimes you just want to put your controller down, put something on, and not have to participate at all. And thank goodness for your favorite films and TV shows during those moments. But for me, when I desperately need escapism, video games are uniquely able to let me travel to another place entirely. And there's no doubt in my mind that video games literally save lives. The game that got me through the rough last stretch of 2020 and still, after 230 plus hours of playtime, provides immense mental relief is Cyberpunk 2077.
I've not played it. I've not got it. But yeah, because I'm really intrigued, because everyone, because I've it's literally half and half. Like half of the people I read are like, it's unplayable, I don't like it, it's rubbish, and that, and then the other half are like, it's great, it's graphics are good, da da da. I really like it. It's a great game. So it's one of those games that's just really like, I honestly don't know. Are you actually enjoying it? What's the actual game kind of like?
I think that's because it really is half and half. The people who have complained have done so on very good grounds, as there's no doubt that on last-gen consoles, the game was not in the shape consumers had been led to believe that it was in the weeks and days leading up to the game's release. The game's release has really like brought with it the biggest contrastual release reactions that I've ever experienced in all my years of gaming. It's really surreal to sit here, and I, as many others with me, are having the time of our lives with this game that has, at least for me, on my platform, the Series X, lived up to most of my quite lofty expectations. The more complaints I see online, the luckier I feel that I was able to actually get a Series X, a current-gen console, to experience this game on, that I and a lot of other people have been hyped and waiting for 9 years now. It's not like we've sat here without anything else to play in the meanwhile, but it's definitely one of the most anticipated games for me personally. To have that moment ruined in any way at release, it must be really, really frustrating, to say the least.
Because I very nearly pre-ordered it for PC, so I think I would have been okay. I think it would have worked. Like you said, I probably would have had some bugs, but I don't think it would have been as bad as other people. But yeah, I think I will play it eventually. But yeah, I'm just really intrigued about if it's actually, what's the photo mode like on it?
The photo mode is a love-hate thing for me. The lack of a free roam camera and full vertical 90-degree tilt is very difficult not to be disappointed by, as it does hinder your workflow to a large extent. But it also, you know, as obstacles tend to do, it kind of forces you to be creative in the way of finding workarounds for these issues. But I'm hoping that CD Projekt Red will patch in the before-mentioned photo mode features at a later time, because I need that full vertical tilt, and I need my free roam camera. That's just the way it is. What the photo mode lacks, it does to some extent make up for with other qualities, such as the ability to let the player completely change out the background. For instance, being able to get a nice black background shot no matter where you are by choosing the grayish background and just turning up the contrast until it's completely black. And then, of course, adjusting the exposure to your liking. And that way you can get some really cool shots, especially coupled with the photo mode's other feature to let you pose your character in quite a lot of different poses on top of being able to rotate and move your character around in the scene. You can also turn on or off the muscle flash of the weapon that you've chosen your character to hold in the photo mode, creating a sense of motion and providing an additional light source. For instance, turning the muscle flash on near an NPC that you like to photograph, near their face, that will be lit up by the flash. So that's an interesting way of creating another light source. Poses let you stand on the ledge of a mega building or on the hood of a car and pose your character to really fit into the scene in a much more dynamic way, crouching, looking over that mega building ledge, or laying down on the hood of that car, for instance. I've seen some really cool implementations of this feature within the community. For photographers that love stickers, let me tell you, there's like 270 or something stickers in there. I don't personally use stickers, but I've seen some cool uses of the stickers. You have like 200 plus stickers in here. You have some frames too, if you like that kind of stuff. I love that some of the game's elements remain animated, like in Ghost of Tsushima, even when you enter photo mode, which I personally have used to create some really cool looking GIFs. like wearable info visors, flickering neon signs, and crosswalks, stuff like that. I love that you can turn off player visibility, something that's really handy, especially when you're stuck with this photo mode's orbital camera and you want to photograph a subject that your own character is blocking. So just you can turn off the visibility of your character and that problem is gone, even though free roam camera would have been much better. If the devs patch in that free roam camera and full vertical tilt, I think that this photo mode, in my opinion, is definitely a contender for one of the best photo modes out there. So when did you first start posting virtual photography?
I had to look this up because I was like, when did I start? So I would say kind of maybe very end of 2017. Because like I said, I think that's when I started my kind of first blog. And it was basically, I remember buying Assassin's Creed Origins. I think it was just before Christmas. It was like a Christmas present to myself, and kind of playing it, and just I kind of accidentally found the photo mode. Although I'd kind of taken a few pictures in like Destiny, the first game, before that, but I think properly when I started would have been kind of, let's just say, beginning of 2018, if I've got my dates right. Because I think Origins came out kind of October 2017, but I didn't get it brand new. I think it was around Christmas time. And yeah, I think my initial impressions was that it was quite a small community at that time. But I just remember f finding the Game Talkographers kind of Twitter account and then going on to their Twitch stream, and yeah, and just it was just like I said, it was just a small little community. Everyone was really helpful and nice. Oh, not that people aren't now, obviously. People are still nice and helpful, but yeah, it was just I feel like it was just a lot smaller than obviously what it is now. And there weren't as many kind of community accounts. But the Game Talkophers was definitely like the first one I basically kind of found, I stumbled across, and yeah, and it was just like a nice little fun little community. That's what I remember anyway.
Where do you think your love for virtual photography originates from? Did you transition from other art forms such as photography, or perhaps you just found that your love of video games like organically transitioned you into wanting to showcase what you were playing? Or have you always been interested in photography?
Never really kind of done it or practiced it. And then I like kind of using an iPhone, I would go around and kind of take pictures of like trees and like little landscapes and stuff like that. But never really kind of wasn't very serious about it. I never really owned like a proper kind of camera. And then yeah, like I don't know, I just kind of started gaming. I got my PlayStation at one point, and then yeah, I just like I said, I just stumbled upon the photo mode in Origins and just kind of never looked back. It you know, and I think I don't really know why I never did kind of normal photography, because like I said, I've always been interested in it. But yeah, this was just the chance of doing photography that, whilst gaming. I didn't need anything extra. I didn't need to buy like a £500 camera, which you don't really need to do, let's be honest. But yeah, it was just something extra that I could kind of do whilst gaming.
We all have that one game that when the excitement over a new release that we've been playing for a month or however long it takes you to feel like you're done with a game, we all have that one game that we return to always, that's always there for us. Mine is Red Dead Redemption 2 and the first one. But in terms of what game I l always find my way back to in terms of virtual photography, that's Red Dead Redemption 2, every time. So I'm wondering, which is your absolute favorite game to photograph? The one you always come back to eventually?
Odyssey is probably the one that I've taken the the most foes in, well over 1,000, which is probably still not even close to what other people do, like per game. But The Witcher 3 is becoming a good favourite of mine, purely because it's just so big. There's so many different kind of, I was going to say areas, and that probably doesn't sound great, but like lands that you can do. So I feel like I'll probably do The Witcher 3 kind of quite a lot. But yeah, I would say Odyssey would be probably my favourite kind of game to do photography in.
So would you consider Odyssey's photo mode to be your absolute favorite among the various photo modes that you've tested? And what, in your opinion, makes it so special?
Origins and Odyssey, which is obviously this pretty much the same photo mode, is probably my favorite photo mode, mainly because of the way you access the photo mode. I think clicking the two buttons on the controller is just so much easier than having to like take your thumb off the thumbsticks to like access like a different, you know, like the start button or something, or the menu button. I just find that really, and I just find the kind of how we use the photo mode just really kind of easy, but not in a bad way, not because it's simple. It's still kind of a really good photo mode. But yeah, I think personally, I just think it's my kind of favorite kind of photo mode. Yeah.
Out of all the features in Odyssey's photo mode, which feature has made the most significant impact on you as a virtual photographer, and in turn is the one you deem most important for your particular virtual photography needs when it comes to photo modes in general?
I love a good blurry background, and kind of anything bokeh as well. Love it. I don't know whether I just didn't know there was extra settings on the photo mode when I first, like in Origins, or I just didn't use them. But I don't think I used depth of field for like ages. And then I think I must have just stumbled across it and was just like, oh my God, this looks like being able to obviously change the background kind of, you know, I felt like it made it look more real, like real photography, if that makes any sense. So yeah, I think personally depth of field has to be my number one favorite kind of option or feature.
I know that when I do my virtual photography, of course I am influenced by other art forms, I would say specifically cinematography in certain films like Blade Runner, both of them, lots of anime like Akira and Ghost in the Shell. There's so much amazing cinematography out there, and I feel like it's just kind of inside me guiding my perception of composition and lighting, etc. So I'd like to ask you, do other art mediums inspire you as a virtual photographer, like your painters, musicians, films with their cinematography, just people within other mediums that you'd like to specifically highlight as inspirational to you as a photographer?
Apart from, it's really difficult because it's different things kind of inspire me. But recently, I've kind of been getting into poetry, which is something that I never thought I would, if I'm being honest. But which is a bit of a weird one, because obviously it's like poetry, but like, I don't know, it's just really creative. So Emily Dickinson is kind of one that I'm going for at the moment. And I've done it quite a few times where I'll put one of her poems in with like my photos. And I don't know, I think that kind of inspires me quite a lot. But otherwise, with regards to people, there's quite a few kind of YouTubers. I don't know whether they count, but that I watch that kind of inspire me. But yeah, at the moment, I'm kind of going through like a poetry kind of phase.
What are some of your absolute favorite themes, tags, events, and challenges to take part in within the community?
Oh, this is really awkward, but I don't really do themes or tags of anymore. I used to, And I don't really know why. It's not because I don't think they're great, because they are. They are absolutely amazing. Like, people who sort them out and kind of create them and organise them, they do great jobs of doing it. But yeah, I just don't really do them anymore. Purely just, I don't really know why I don't do it, to be honest with you. I think I just want to kind of plod along, kind of do my own thing. But yeah, I tend to use like the usual kind of virtual photography, maybe kind of what's the new group? I can't remember now off the top of my head. But yeah, I don't tend to kind of do many kind of themes and stuff anymore. It's just slightly awkward, I guess.
No, I absolutely understand. If you participate in one of these themes and moments, you might feel the pressure to participate in the next one as well, and the next one, etc. And that pressure that builds up, it might stifle your creativity. So absolutely, as much as I love that there's something out there for everyone, I can understand the need to just freestyle it and not participate in any of these things. And you don't have to. That's the best part. There's a theme and a challenge for everybody, but there's no demand that you participate in any way. Everybody's just encouraging everyone to just be themselves and do their own thing. And I love that, absolutely. So how much do you think about visual fidelity in terms of resolution and what the different platforms that you upload your photos to, what they do in terms of downgrading the quality of your images? How much does visual fidelity play into the process of you creating your photography?
Yeah, and it's weird because I play like most of my, because I only got my PC in October of last year, so before that everything I took pictures of in game was on a base PlayStation 4. I didn't even have a Pro. I had nothing 4K. I didn't, you know what I mean, I would just save it onto which is the PlayStation 4 that you should save on to. Always get confused. Is it PNG? So I changed that option to make it a bit crisper. But yeah, otherwise, so you know what? So sometimes I don't think it is about, it's more about the picture and what if people kind of can connect with it, if that makes sense. Because I wouldn't say any of my PlayStation 4 were like really crisp, like 4K images. And I've done all right with like some, you know, a lot of my photos. So it is one of those really weird, I think it's sometimes just more about if people can connect to the picture and the kind of emotion or the story or whatever you're trying to convey.
Yeah, it's PNG, which consists of lossless data compression, which if you compare it to JPEG or JPG, it preserves the image quality to a greater extent. But if you're looking to put your images on like your own website and stuff like that, there's actually some advantages in saving it as a JPEG, JPG, because obviously the files are smaller and they load a lot quicker on your website. So there's pros and cons, but I always set my consoles to save in PNG. It just offers more options to preserve the quality, especially if you're printing your images, which is, you know, the only time I'm concerned with and let fidelity like enter my process is if I know that I'll be printing my images and I usually print in A3 plus format, which is quite large. Then I'll definitely try to be as mindful as I can with how the photograph is saved and processed leading up to the actual printing. So yeah, I always set the console to save in PNG format. But if I'm only uploading it to social media, I'll not spend that much thought on this kind of stuff, like how much the platform will degrade the image quality or whether the preview of, for instance, like my vertical photography, if it'll be completely fudged by the infamous Twitter preview crop, you know, you'll just see a chin or half an eye or something like that. I always click on other people's images just to view them in all their splendor. And I assume that most people do, but I could be wrong. Let's just call it laziness. I'm just too lazy to worry about that kind of stuff. I'll just upload. So when it comes to virtual photography, Would you say that you have a particular style? And if so, how would you characterize it?
I guess I do, because I do like the kind of landscapey, but with the kind of character in the landscape. So maybe it's not technically a landscape if it's got like a person in it, but yeah, like I think more in terms of how I edit my photos, because I do edit. I'm not gonna hide that. Because I do love kind of the matte kind of look, and I do tend to mess around with adding kind of blues and greens to my photos. So maybe in terms of that, but yeah, it's one of, I don't know, maybe it's a weird one, because yeah, well, I think I do, like I said, in terms of how I edit, but again, I do like taking kind of portraits and the, you know, the famous black backgrounds and stuff like that. But yeah, it's, you know, I am trying to kind of do more out of my comfort zone. But I guess, like I said, you just kind of end up taking photos that you like taking, and you know, but yeah.
When it comes to style, I think I'm pretty much all over the place. But that might be easier to determine in the eyes of the beholder, which is always the case. I've always photographed since my early teens, and you know, my favorite was always portraits and macro shots, just getting really intimate with my subjects, focusing on details and facial expressions and stuff like that. I really long for when more games have enough animal and plant detail to just go nuts with macro photography. A dedicated macro feature in photo modes, would be amazing. I have this process that I always almost always do when I enter photo mode, is I'll immediately turn off the depth of field. I'll decrease the field of view, and I'll zoom in all the way on the character's face, and then I'll turn on the depth of field as I go along and take shots that I find interesting while I'm slowly just working my way out to the landscape shot, just roaming around with the camera trying to find all the interesting subjects in between. So I guess that's my style, at least, of how I usually hunt down my shots and how I use photo mode. But in terms of style, I would just say portraits and just focusing on details, on clothing, fingers, hands, eyes, nose, lips, stuff like that. I love portraits just in general.
Like, I love, at the moment, I'm like obsessed with the lighthouses in The Witcher 3. And so, yeah, I love those kind of, I don't really know, because sometimes I have the character in, and I guess that does that make it landscape if the character's in it? Probably not. But yeah, I just love that kind of sweeping, like the path up the hill kind of thing with the character at the bottom on the horse or something, kind of going, like those kind of pictures at the moment, I love kind of taking, which I guess why I kind of love kind of games like The Witcher, because they're very much more like earthy, like obviously like lots of trees and woods and all that. That I would say that was kind of my aesthetic, yeah, whatever that word is, that I kind of love, because I love kind of nature and kind of the greens and the blues and the like yellow kind of tones and all that. So yeah.
So I'm curious to know if there are styles of photography that you'd like to get into and explore a bit more than you have in the past.
Yeah, I just want to try different things, basically, in terms of styles and other ways of. So basically, part of my blog, I used to do my Gametography 101 blog posts, like ages ago. I kind of stopped doing them, and that was kind of talking about like how to find your style and all that. But I just feel like I'm probably like, I don't know, I'm probably like the last person to be handing out advice about kind of taking photos. So I thought I'd change it up a bit for this year. And I'm actually, so basically I've decided to do kind of a theme each week just for myself. So last week was like my old kind of style. I like just generally just take how I would take pictures. This week, if you haven't noticed, is panoramics. And then so each month, so each week will be a different theme that I want to try out. So things like black and white, and what else have I decided to do? It's kind of maybe more cinematic kind of types. And then every month I'm going to blog about it and do like just talk about each week and, you know, what I've done and how I felt and what I've kind of learned and stuff like that. So yeah, I just because obviously not that it gets boring, but sometimes if you are taking kind of the same type of pictures, sometimes you know it's good to kind of go out and do things. And although I've started with panoramics, which is kind of, I love taking them anyway, there are some things that I might struggle with, not gonna lie, kind of in the future. But yeah, I think it might just make things a bit more interesting for myself. And then I can, like I said, I can blog about it, talk about my experience to others. And yeah, that's kind of what my plan is for this year.
So we touched on this earlier with me wishing Photo Modes would focus a bit on adding features for macro photography, mainly, I guess, in terms of how depth of field sensitivity is handled. Even though you can get some decent macro shots in certain photo modes as is. But what photo mode features would you like to see implemented in the future that you feel current photo modes are lacking right now?
What would be nice if photo modes were a bit more like the same, if that makes sense, or at least have the same stuff. I don't know. That's a difficult one. I don't really know.
So what you're talking about is maybe having the photo modes be more streamlined and more similar to one another in terms of UI, and what specifically, for me, what button to press to reset the settings in the photo mode, which changes from photo mode to photo mode, which can cause some frustrating moments, to say the least.
Yeah, so maybe if they all had certain things, but then I guess maybe that was the case maybe a couple of years ago, but I think now photo modes are kind of maybe getting better. I don't really know, but yeah, because I honestly usually just use depth of field, and that's about it, and usually a photo mode will have that.
So basically you're discontent. That's, you're completely and utterly content. I love that.
I honestly, it does not take much to make me happy, honestly, with, especially with, like I said, depth of field, that's pretty much all I need, really. And I'm happy. I don't really, I think this is probably one of the reasons why I also haven't used some of the kind of mods and stuff, that because I just feel like it's just too much. There's like almost going to be too much options that is just going to overwhelm me, when I know all I really need is like depth of field and maybe sharpen slightly, and that's all I use when I'm taking my photos. But then obviously, like I say, I do edit, but that's more kind of, you know, like exposure and like colors and stuff like that, and I make it matte kind of looking. But yeah, right now I'm pretty laid back. Maybe, like I said, maybe a couple of years ago, I would have probably had like a massive list of stuff. But I think photo modes have gotten a lot better. It would just maybe nice consistency was the word I was trying to think of. I couldn't think of it. But yeah, maybe a little bit of consistency throughout games. If you're going to have a photo mode, make sure it has X, Y, and Z. But I think companies are kind of doing that now. It's getting a lot better, and I guess it does depend, obviously, budget and stuff like that. So obviously, you know, a AAA game's gonna have everything, whereas like a small indie game isn't, and obviously it depends on what type of game and stuff. But yeah, now I'm pretty content with just depth of field.
I'd like to say that I'm a bit more discerning when I photograph these days, but the truth is I still often end up taking 20 shots of basically the same composition, but I nudge it just a teeny bit to the right or left. Something might be poking out of the left corner, drawing attention away from the subject, and of course I capture it one more time with each filter just in case. Have you changed or evolved, if you will, at all as a virtual photographer since you posted your very first photograph? And in what ways would you say your approach to photography differ from your earlier mindset when you were just starting out?
I think I've naturally changed quite a lot. I think I've just grown to... this is when I don't really know what to say. Yeah, because like I said, when I first started out, it was quite a small community and I kind of just wanted to try everything. I was using all these filters and you know what I mean? It's like I said, because even then kind of Origins and then I guess like Odyssey and like Horizon Zero Dawn do have such great photo mode. You could probably, you know, spend, you know, 10 minutes just choosing every single option kind of thing, and then like you said, and then you move slightly to the left and then you change another option just to make it slightly different, but now I think I've gotten into a bit of a more kind of maybe style, maybe where I just don't need to do all that at the moment. I mean, obviously things change kind of every time, but yeah, at the moment I'm a bit more, I want to say laid back, which sounds a bit weird, but yeah, I'm just, like I said, I'm just happy with depth of field and maybe a bit of a sharpen, and then I kind of do a little bit of edits via Lightroom. But yeah, I think it's not, because I don't want to make it sound like my excitement or my passion for virtual photography has like dwindled or anything. I think it's just gotten to a place where maybe I do feel a bit more confident in what I do, and I don't feel the need to use 10 different filters. Although, again, there's no wrong in that. If somebody wants to do that, they can. But it's just such a, you know, everyone's personal, you know, preferences. But yeah, maybe it is just a case of me just feeling a bit more confident in what I'm doing. Not because I think I'm like, you know, the greatest photographer in the world, but more because I'm just like, I like that picture, I'm gonna share it, I don't care if it gets 10 likes or whatever. Like, if I like it, then that's pretty much all that matters. And I think that's the major change in me, is I think at the beginning maybe I did kind of focus too much on that kind of aspect, and now I just kind of want to delve a bit deeper, and but maybe I'm just a bit more comfortable in what I'm doing.
So in closing, before we go, what single piece of advice would you part with to budding virtual photographers out there just trying to evolve as photographers whilst also navigating the inescapable social media pitfalls that come with the platforms through which we share our photography? What would you say to them?
Yeah, if it were just one piece of advice, I think what probably a lot of people would say would be just to have fun with it. Do it because you want to do it and you like kind of posting and things like that and taking the photos in the first place. But also I would probably add kind of the, you know, other caveats that probably everyone says, you know, don't compare yourself to others, especially people who've been doing it for a long time. Like I said, people use social media for different reasons and different ways. And, you know, some people want, you know, the likes and the followers, and that's absolutely fine. But, you know, people who do have the likes and the followers have been doing it for a very long time. You know, they post great pictures probably multiple times a day. You just can't compare yourself, especially if you are new. Just, you know, just try and have fun and leave all those things aside, which is really easy to say. Also, I would say YouTube is a great place for like learning stuff, or even just if you post on your Twitter account, like, so somebody was wanting to know the other day about kind of resolutions and stuff. And there are so many people in this community that kind of know what they're talking about. And it's like, they will literally be like, yeah, just use this format and you know, this aspect ratio and all that. And there's just so much you can learn. So if you come YouTube, Google, ask the community for any tips about it, I think that's a great place to kind of start. And I would just say, just do it because you enjoy it. Really?
Well, thank you so much for hopping on the podcast and letting me interview you about virtual photography and video games in general. I really appreciate it. So good luck with your New Year's resolutions and please stay safe. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for interviewing me. This has been really enjoyable, even though we've had a few technical issues. I've really enjoyed kind of having a bit of a chat with you, all things virtual photography.
That concludes this second episode of the Virtual Photography Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. It was a pleasure interviewing Louise Liu, and I'll be back with another episode as soon as it's done. Stay safe, and remember, be kind to yourself. Keep spreading that virtual photography. Take care. Bye-bye.